Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, The Tree of New Life, A Second Look.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, the crowd began to grumble, saying, he has gone to stay at the house of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, behold, half of my possessions I shall give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. If God could have revealed himself without the world, he would not have created it. When I reflect on this saying of Meister Eckhart, I'm drawn to look at the beautiful trees outside my window, around my home, up the hills. Beautiful. And when I read about Zacchaeus and the sycamore tree, I see this tree as a symbol of new life, of regeneration. A place where life can be viewed from a different perspective. And Jesus, the giver of life, calls Zacchaeus from this tree to be spiritually reborn. So who is this man, Zacchaeus, presented to us by Luke? Well, he is a collaborator and agent of the Roman overlords. A rich man of small stature, a creative thinker, spontaneous and free enough to climb the tree in order to see Jesus. He is someone able to think outside the square, one who allowed Jesus to touch his heart so that he was empowered to hurry down when called and welcome Jesus with joy. Zacchaeus must have felt enormous gratitude to promise to give away half of his wealth to the poor and to pay back those he had defrauded four times more. He was taking the risk of making himself bankrupt and thus losing his job as a tax collector. And what about Jesus? A man of compassion, who seeing into the hearts of the people, accepted Zacchaeus with unconditional love, just as he was. Jesus would call people by name. I read down Zacchaeus, because I must stay in your house today. Jesus made possible a new way for Zacchaeus to come down from his old way of life, to stop participating in the corrupt system that oppressed his own people. In a moment of love, Jesus turned the world of Zacchaeus upside down. Zacchaeus is called to stand by Jesus on the ground as Jesus offers the gift of his presence, the gift of hospitality, of new life. We may well ask the question, who was the host? Who was the guest in the story of Zacchaeus climbing the sycamore tree to see Jesus? Jesus gathered all as guests at the table of hospitality, where no one owed anything to anyone except to love. Everyone who sits to eat becomes full of gratitude, and gratitude leads to seeing all as gift. Zacchaeus becomes a contrast in character with the rich young ruler who asked Jesus what he must do to receive eternal life. After quite a dialogue, Jesus tells the rich man he must sell all he has, give the money to the poor, and follow him. I wonder, could Zacchaeus have been that rich young man climbing the sycamore tree in the hope of getting a second look at Jesus, the one whose goodness and love had inspired him to want more from life? Do I recognize Zacchaeus in my life? Do I see Jesus longing to be reborn within me? Am I the host or the guest at table? Or both? Much fruit from the sycamore tree for thought today. Amen.